Hi guys, this is Joe from the Power Records podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. Hope that you're all doing fantastic. And this podcast is all about vinyl records, collecting, selling, trading, whatever you want to do with them. The vinyl record craze has taken off. All the younger generation, older generation are getting back into vinyl. Everybody loves vinyl now. It's a much more different thing than CDs and online downloading and all that. You have the quality unmatched when you have a vinyl record in front of you. You have the lyric sheets, you have the posters, you have the vinyl itself, the smell of the vinyl and the catalog that you're looking at, the catalog number of vinyl that you're looking at. It's inspiring, isn't it? And it's much more better than the other types of format. And, you know, I missed a big record show that was happening here in Toronto the other week. I don't know. It was biggest Ontario-wide record show, and it was held at close to Mississauga here in Ontario. And I missed it. I don't know what happened. I just didn't see it happening. I saw it on the news. But they're the best places to pick up your vinyl. Now, you can get good deals there. Usually good quality of records, you know, good prices. And if you're building up your collection, that, of course, is the best way to build up your collection. Or you can also buy online. But if you buy online, it's best that you buy in bulk. When you buy in bulk, you save on shipping, which here in Canada is crazy in terms of prices now. So best thing to do if you're going to buy vinyl, and a lot of my customers are doing this too to save money, is buying in bulk, 5 to 10 records at a time. And this will save you a lot in shipping costs. And of course, if you're running a business, an online business, a record business, every penny matters, right? So it's best to do it that way. You can go to local record stores. For instance, this weekend is Record Store Day all across North America. Not sure if it's the world, but North America for sure. And a lot of record stores are going to be, even online stores are going to offer deals of 30 to 50% off records. That's usually the thing that the record companies do, the record stores do, just to honor Record Store Day. And there's a couple of record stores near to me that will be doing the same thing. So you know where I will be, of course, too. I just wanted to shout out to everybody out there that has sent me questions. You could ask me questions anytime if you want to know how to run a record business, or you have any questions on vinyl. You can email me at jlcarone@simpatico.ca. One of the questions I received was a very interesting one and very excellent question by somebody in Canada that asked, what about drop shipping? If I was doing a drop shipping record business, is it wise to do so? Yes and no. Yes, because, you know, you don't carry any inventory. You know, it's far less costs. It's a big time saver. But no, if you really don't know who you're buying from, it could be very, very detrimental to your business, and you can have a lot of problems if you don't know who the seller is. If you are to drop ship a record to somebody that you're selling it to, make sure that the person that you're buying from is got solid feedback ratings, 100% feedback ratings, and lots of them. Make sure you develop a rapport with them. Don't buy just one record and then say goodbye and never see them again. Develop a rapport for them. Actually buy some records, have them delivered to your place of business or house, and see how good the quality is. See how good the packaging is. See how quickly they deliver it. Because when you're drop shipping, you're making a promise to, first off, you're selling a product to somebody somewhere else in the world, and you're giving a due date, and now you're depending on that due date from somebody else. So you got to really make sure who you're dealing with. Drop shipping is a good idea. It's just like drop shipping any product online. You know, there is a lot of do's and don'ts and a lot of positives and negatives. And you really, really need to know what you're doing if you're going to do so. And it can be very profitable, yes, but it takes time. It takes a lot of time to develop a trust in somebody that's going to be handling your inventory and sending your records to somebody else. Just be careful. If you have any more questions on this, just fire me another question, any questions on it, and I'll be more than happy to answer them for you. I want to take this opportunity also that I've been doing hundreds of these podcasts now, and I just love doing it because I love vinyl records. Everybody in my family has loved vinyl records, from my oldest late brother, who had a wide collection of Beatles and Rolling Stone records. And really, that's my brother and I kind of learned from him. And he taught us about music in general. And I've loved this business of vinyl, and I love this business of podcasting as well too. And I want to reach out to you and say thank you. And if you want to buy anything from my sites to help build your business, you can look us up on Etsy. I'm on Power Records on Etsy. Just type in Power Records and you'll see us there. We're on eBay, Power Records on eBay as well too. And of course, Music Stack. We have thousands of records there for sale on Music Stack. Let me know that you've listened to the podcast, and I will work out an excellent bulk deal or single LP deal with you, just because I appreciate you, and I appreciate you listening to this podcast. I've made a lot of friends from all over the world with this podcast, and I really appreciate you listening, and I want to give back some way, and in the form of, you know, offering deep discounts on my records, or, you know, if I can give you any free information, I'd be more than willing to do so as well too. You could also look us up on Facebook, and I say us, the Power Record Business, at Power Records and Music One, and we are on Facebook, and you'll see us there as well too. Don't post very much things online these days. The social media bug has kind of like wilted away. You know, I don't have a lot of time to post, really, to be honest with you. But we're there. You know, if you have any questions on Messenger, whatever, that's the best place to ask. Guys, that's my show for today. Over and out, and we'll talk to you soon. And keep collecting those vinyl records. Bye now.